During the recent economic downturn, Colorado lawmakers cut nearly $1 billion from public schools to help fill the budget shortfall. But a Denver district judge recently ruled that the state's problems go much farther back and stem from decades of underfunding education. Lisa Weil is with Great Education Colorado, a nonprofit that advised in the lawsuit. She says the decision validates what teachers and parents have been saying for years.
The judge's ruling was right on, and in one place where she talks about how the system was already unconstitutional, and now with these cuts, it's become unconscionable. And I think that's what the evidence bore out.
In the case, Lobato versus Colorado, parents in several school districts sued the state for failing to offer a uniform and thorough education system. They argued that schools don't have the resources to pay for the system the state's created over time. For instance, updated technology, infrastructure, professional development for teachers, tests that measure student growth, programs to help lower the achievement gap and improve literacy, and graduation rates. Weil says the ruling is a call to action.
What the Lobato decision does is says, if we want to have those reforms, if we want to have those standards, if we want an education system that is going to make Colorado competitive, then we're going to have to step up to the Constitution, step up and provide the resources.
In the nearly 190-page decision, the judge called the education system profoundly underfunded, arbitrary, irrational, and completely divorced from reality. But for the Republican chair of the House Education Committee, Tom Massey of Poncha Springs, the judge was rather harsh.
The state, I don't think, is doing this. You couldn't say that this was purposeful. The fact is we have constitutional conundrum, so we have to try to balance equally across, you know, departments and mandated programs.
He's referring to conflicting tax laws, such as the Taxpayers' Bill of Rights, which restricts revenue, and Amendment 23, which requires increases in education spending. Massey, long seen as a champion of public schools in the statehouse, says the state will have to start looking at new streams of money.
I don't think we've ever really established what a dollar amount delivers an adequate education across the state. We have to look at the desired outcomes we want to see and kind of work backwards from the model rather than saying, okay, here's what we have to spend, let's build our public education model based on that.
But what if the money just isn't there? This fall, Colorado voters overwhelmingly defeated a pair of sales and income tax increases for K-12 education. Mike Ciccone is a spokesman for Colorado's Republican Attorney General John Southers, who defended the state in the lawsuit. Ciccone says if it stands, the ruling would have a devastating impact.
It would consume nearly all, if not the entirety, of the general fund budget of the state of Colorado.
That means no money for other mandated programs such as Medicaid, prisons, and roads. Ciccone says it's not the court's role to wade into this public policy debate.
Whether or not we have a perfect system wasn't the issue that was on the table. It's whether the legislature acted rationally when they set forth the School Finance Act.
Ciccone says the attorney general is meeting with Governor John Hickenlooper this week, and an appeal to the decision is likely. I'm Benta Berkland at the state capitol.